2-1-2, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the New Hype Show. It's your boy C-Biz. I'm back, I'm black. Settle in, sit down, turn the volume up in your car, turn the volume up on your TV if you're watching me on MoFi TV. Streaming app, of course. We did like almost a million downloads, so keep downloading. If you haven't, check us out. You're rolling up, you're sipping, just relax. I'm here. You're welcome. Yeah.
Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Booming, bouncing, stalking, what's walking. Hawking to pouncing.
Let's go.
Hit him like a mountain. Hit him up. Putting up blood like a fountain. Look at me like that. You just might fight black. In that fight, might end up in me taking your life. I don't go for the bullshit.
Talk your shit. Y'all don't know nothing about this. Y'all don't know nothing about this.
Motherfucker.
No, let me turn that down. This is all I'm talking about today. Today, this is all about you, Mr. Earl Simmons, DMX, Darkman X, the dog from Yonkers. Stay out the dark, because if I catch you when the sun is there, I'm running, clown. DMX, where my dogs bite. The man who prayed for all of us. I don't give a fuck. I seen fans seeing this, stop this dude in the street, and he prayed for them. Let's pray for DMX. Fuck your conspiracy theories. Fuck how you think. This man is laid in the hospital right now. I don't know the conditions. There's a lot of conflicting stories on the internet. I don't care to speculate right now. I'm celebrating X right now. Fuck all that. I'm about to play another joint. Hold up. And these joints I'm playing, this ain't no, this is fly shit. This is shit that we was bumping. These ain't no singles.
And if I get burnt, I'm giving that shit to 30 bitches. You say you know a nigga like me gets a damn poppy. I might smile up in your face, but I ain't your friend poppy. It's about the 1500, like running. Niggas don't want it. Did it, done it, when I'm blunted. However it went down, I made it happen. I made it scrapping, I made it bussin', I made it capping, and letting off wasn't nothing new to a nigga. Something to do to a nigga, cause you's a fool, nigga.
DMX, save Def Jam. Leo Cohen said this. I'm not making this up. I've said this on previous episodes. I gotta go look for the receipt. I never forget. I went downtown Brooklyn. Big billboard. The streets have spoken. Platinum. It's dark and hell is hot. Earl Simmons. The streets spoke. When that Rough Riders anthem dropped, I remember exactly where I was. I'm using my Funkmaster Flex voice tonight. Even though it's day, but it's tonight. Watch video of Earl Simmons performing at Woodstock for over 300,000 people. Fuck y'all niggas is talking about. Some of y'all niggas can't even perform right for 20 people. He performed for a whole country. That's what it looked like at Woodstock. And he was a hell of an actor too. Don't get it twisted. DMX was a great fucking actor. Great fucking actor. But as with any man, he had his demons. He wasn't perfect. I'm not perfect. So I never judged X. Nor should you. We all have problems. On a recent, matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to play it. I'm playing it today. I'm coming with receipts. Let me play this little clip from a Talib Kweli podcast. X was on. Hey, just listen to it.
This guy, he introduced me to what would be the best part of my life, which would be the rap. But he also, a theme of my life is blessed with the curse. And the curse aspect of it was, like I said, I didn't smoke cigarettes, I didn't smoke weed, I didn't do anything. I'm 14 years old. And me and my man went to a robbery one night, and it was his birthday, and we came back, and we spent the money. I said, hey, you know, take this, go get something, might as well be your birthday, whatever. So he came back with a blunt rolled up. And as I'm counting the money, he lights the blunt. And I said, I was impressed. I was like, I don't really smoke, nigga, fuck out of it. And he passed the blunt around, and wow. And I hit the blood, and I'm like, I was no longer focused on the money. I never felt like this. Like it just fucked me up. I'm like, the fuck. And I later found out that he laced the blood with crack.
Now you see. This is fucked up. This is why my trust for people is dirt. You have a 14-year-old Earl Simmons who entrusted, you know, an older cat, and he laced it. Laced his fucking blunt with crack. Ever since then? Well, you know what? He already had demons prior. Didn't have a relationship with his parents. So you're already going through that. And then you put the crack on top of that. I've said in previous episodes, DMX is here for a higher calling. I've said this. I don't remember the episode. I gotta find it. DMX was here for something greater. The way that man could command the audience, and he just pulls you in. He's magnetic. He's a likable guy. Back in the days, he'll rob you, but you'll like him. You know what I mean? But you love Earl Simmons. And fuck that. I'm not talking about him like he ain't here no more. X is here with us. And he's going to continue to be here with us. I'm praying for him. I'm praying for him. Fuck all y'all. Oh, why don't y'all pray for y'all cousins? Fuck that. I got family that don't pray for me. I'm praying for X because he prayed for me. I'm part of the culture. If I seen him walking down the street, said, X, I don't want nothing from you but a prayer. I ran into DMX one night at Quad Studios in Manhattan. Of course, same spot where, you know, Pac and Biggie had the whole situation. But he didn't look like he was in a good mood. I was coming out the bathroom, too. And I was with my partner, Lustar. Was coming out, and it was him and Swiss right in front of us. I could have just been like, yo, dog, let me get, you know what I mean? But sometimes you don't just want to bother people. I'm a big believer of energy. And the energy right there didn't look like, he looked like he wasn't in a good mood. But who knows? I could have been like, your ex, you know, what's up? But nah, I was coming out the bathroom. It was like 3-4 in the morning. Nah, not going to trouble that man. But I must say, we about the same height. I said, like, damn. Like Cat Williams said, you thought DMX was 5'12". Man, I love X. I seen memes today saying, yo, if he mentioned you on what these bitches want, if he mentioned any female that was mentioned, need to be at that hospital praying for that man. That was hilarious. Yo, Blacks, I love my people, yo. We gonna find a joke in any fucking situation. But the overall thing, man, it's not a laughing matter. DMX is laid up in a hospital right now. I don't know the prognosis. All I want to hear is, yo, my man walking out and he's going to be all right. Because I said, just a couple weeks ago, I said you love to see a sober, coherent DMX. You love it. He's given us countless quotes throughout the years. Rest in peace to my homegirl, Crystal. I think she was the biggest DMX fan on planet Earth. Nobody loved X more than she did. Crystal, if you're listening to me right now, we need your boy. We need your boy. Send some blessings down. You in heaven right now, Crystal. I know you. And that big mouth you got, I know you. Pray for that man. Let's pray for X, hip-hop. Fuck all that conspiracy shit. I'm not talking none of that shit tonight. I'm here talking the good shit. I'm going to play some shit from DMX, my favorite. I'm going to play some of my favorites from him. Fuck all that other shit. I'm here to celebrate DMX. Fuck that. We love you, X. X, we love you, hip-hop. We pulling for you, son. Word up. We pulling for you. You got to look at it. This man had a hard fucking life, man. You know, he always said, you know, his grandmother was the only one that really cared for him. I think her name was Ella. I'm just talking about for what I know about X. I'm not doing no research. I don't got no paperwork with me in the studio right now. It's all off the top. I might get emotional, so because I feel it coming already. I might get emotional, man. We need you, X. We need you, X. We need you. Father God, put your healing hands on X right now. He's prayed for us, prayed for the world many a times. He gets on that stage, he lets it loose. God, put your healing hands on those doctors. We need some healing. X needs that healing. No man is perfect, none of us. Show me a man that's perfect, I show you a liar. You could tell his heart is great. His heart is beautiful. That's a beautiful soul. And he's 50 years old. He's been fighting them demons for 36 years. Matter of fact, his whole life. He's going to be 51, I think, in December. Lord, let X see his birthday, please. Please, 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 please. We need him. We need him. Yo, Earl Simmons, man, we love you, God. Trust me. Tommy Buns, we love you, man. We love you. We love you. Never forget, I saw you that night coming out the bathroom at Quad Studios. I seen you right there. I was like, oh, there go X right there. You know what I mean? You and Swiss look like y'all was having a deep, intense conversation. I was like, let me pardon myself. You know what I mean? Just like, oh, there go X right there. When you're around certain people, you just feel their energy. I felt that man's energy. It was divine. And I said it that night too. I was like, damn, it just felt different being around X. Not a bad different either. Certain people just carry that shit with them. You know they got something good with them. But them demons. The demons. Man dropped 2 platinum albums. 2 number one platinum albums in 1 fucking year. Leo asked him straight up, yo, think you got another one? Yeah, not even up. I need another one. Boom. Came through. DMX, nigga. Shout out to Jonathan Mannion for that dope ass album cover, by the way. X just dripped in blood. I had a family member that battled addiction. That addiction shit is real. It's fucking real. And again, I don't know if it was, you know, his past addictions that they said he overdosed, which, again, I'm not here to speculate. I don't know. But I'm just talking about addiction and period. As humans, we have addictions. Whatever your choice is, alcohol, sex, pills, whatever, we all have addictions. We all have our vices. No man is perfect. Show me one and I'll show you a liar. It is very real right now. It feels different outside. Hip hop has been going through its own pandemic for years. This shit ain't gonna stop. I'm talking life tonight. Fuck that. We talking life. We celebrating. That nigga ran on stage. Fucking Hard Knock Life tour. Just breaking it down. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Threw the X up in the air. Just started breaking down in tears. And you hear the audience just like, oh man, we love you, X. Go on stage. Irv, no hype, man. Just killing it. Him and Swiss, just DJing and he doing his thing. That shit is hip hop like a motherfucker, man. That shit is hip hop. Yo, I'm going to play some more music, play some more of my favorite X joints, you know what I mean? Got a couple of them. I don't really want to do too much talking. I want y'all to pray. Listen to my show. Y'all going to pray. Pray for X, man. Word up. Yeah, I think, yeah, X did make Unsigned Hype in the Source. He did. Because I think his first record deal was back in like 92 with Columbia, if I remember. Again, go Google all this stuff. I'm just going off of memory. I'm like a hip-hop memory bank. I have a lot of information stored here. I never forget in the beginning of Backstage, you see him in, well, they only show Jigga's part, but when Jigga was rapping, you know, as soon as I grab it, I eat it up like a savage. But no, I don't have it. I get it together like a marriage. And some of these rappers, I'm on my P's and Q's and carriage. You don't understand? Well, goddamn, don't y'all know my status? I got my hand on your throat, my eye on your girl. That one when Jay was standing on top of the pool table, and he's battling X. Now, I'm saying this. I heard X and Jigga was going at it. That takes some bravery, Hov. Hov went up there, him and X was going at it for hours. I said, God damn. And I got to say this. DMX's ex-wife, Tashira Simmons, she was on the Breakfast Club. And when Jay, well, X had, you know, his riff with Jay, she said, Jay told her, yo, I'm not going to diss him back. I know he's going through some stuff, fighting addiction. And, you know, that was honorable of Jay, knowing that this man is going through addiction and, you know, I'm not dissing him back. Also, Jay-Z cleared DMX's debt that he owed Def Jam for like $12 million. See, that's some bullshit, but people don't really talk about that. You know what I'm saying? So Jay has a lot of love for X because he knew X kept his steel sharp. Remember, steel sharp and steel. You're only as good as your competition. So I know X and Jay was going at it, even when they was on Def Jam, when X was just, X was just hot. Everything he did, hot. Romeo Must Die, hot. Belly, hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, Def Jam was just like, nah, this the nigga right here. Then he dropped the shit with Cisco in 2000. Come on, get out of here, man. Come on, man. X was blazing. He was on everything. It's going to be a short one. Just wanted to, come in, yo, put it in the air. My man is going to be all right. We're going to see him on another podcast soon. I'm going to try to get him on my show. Fuck, no, I'm going to get X on my show. See what I'm saying? Yo, DMX, we love you. I'm hoping my voice is vibrating to you right now, you know, to your heart and just... all this love you got out here. X, we love you. Shout out to the Rough Riders. Shout out to Swiss Beats, who's always been in your corner. That's a real friend right there. Shout out to his lovely babies, his 15 kids. Riding with you, X. Peace.
I'm bringing to the stage my man from Yonkers, New York.
DMX. What's up? I appreciate it. What I'm gonna speak on is the thing that's on my mind the most. You know what I'm saying? The thing that we all gotta deal with every day, but don't really know. The industry. The industry. Man, it's not the same. Doesn't have to do with talent, it's about playing the game. The industry. Real niggas is dying to get in. The industry. Just to find they don't fit in. The industry ain't what it used to be. The industry's trying to control the way you MC. They want you to dress like this and talk like that. But I'm going dress like this and talk with the bat. The industry got your word meaning nothing. The industry, fuck what you heard because he's bluffing. The industry, money, bitches, hate. But I dare you to try to take a fucking thing off my plate. The industry like, wait! But in the streets, we like, get him. 17 up in that thing. Catch him sleeping and hit him. The industry, if you ain't got a strong mind, the industry will break you down. It's a matter of time. The industry, vultures with nothing to feast on. See me? I'm getting my beast on. The industry, stay in the dirt, play in the dirt. Test the wrong one in the industry and you will get hurt. I'm not an industry artist. I'm an artist in the industry. So I do what the fuck I want because nobody can finish me. The industry. Wanted, dead or alive. New artists to sell their souls in the way they survive. The industry don't give a fuck about you. But the industry couldn't make a dime without you. industry. I'm sick of this industry shit. The industry playing them like an industry bitch. They tried to finish me quick, but I am long, so I stand strong. Fuck a beat. Listen to the words in the damn song. I only know how to speak the truth, you know what I'm saying? So I got a little short joint I'ma hit you with, you know what I'm saying? And it basically reflects on my relationship with the industry. This is what it is. Often my words fall on deaf ears. Motherfuckers be listening but don't hear. Talking to a nigga, he be sitting right here. I be like, where you going? Nigga be like, yeah. Thank you.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show and Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.